Gasoline prices are rising as crude oil is fetching more than $63 a barrel.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Forecasting oil prices with any reasonable accuracy appears to be beyond the scientific ability of many economists, particularly this one. Ironically, this fact has not stopped us from making more and more forecasts. When dealing with oil prices, there are a number of non-economic factors that basically mess the results of econometric models. Between embargoes and heavy-handed politics of oil, economic models lose some of their accuracy. But this is not all. Oil market is now experiencing a significant impact from alternative supplies. Some things that it was well protected from when oil prices were very low. As oil prices reached and exceeded $100 a barrel, multitude of alternative supplies became economical and were commercially explored. Shale oil and expansion of wind and solar generators are some of the results of high oil prices of the past. But that's not all. On the demand side, technology kicked in initially with exploring a semiconductor phenomenon called light-emitting diode, known to its friends as LED. The commercial use of these lights is revolutionizing the use of electricity for lighting. These LEDs use about 13% of the electricity of the old-fashioned light bulbs to generate the same amount of luminescence. And these are the factors which will prevent relative oil prices to ever go back where they were in 2014. Price of gasoline nationwide during the third week of April averaged at $2.84 a gallon. While this is significantly higher than gasoline prices earlier this year, it is only 2% higher than what it was last year this time. A reliable indicator of where oil and subsequently gasoline prices are going in the short term is changes in the above-ground oil inventories. Cushing, Oklahoma is a vital transshipment and storage facility in the U.S. Cushing oil reserves are now 25% higher than where they were last year this time, while some of these are intentional increases in inventory before higher summer demand. The fact that it is so much higher than where it was last year is a positive indicator for the driving public. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, or EIA, still forecasts a drop in price of oil in 2019. However, it no longer expects prices to drop to $54 a barrel as it did before. Their newest forecast is at $59 a barrel. Still, a much better number than the current $63. The EIA also forecasts that U.S. regular gasoline retail prices will average at $2.76 a gallon this summer, down from the current level as well as last summer's price of $2.85. Price of home heating oil, however, is not expected to drop measurably in 2019. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.